It's BBC 7's Comedy Hour, and it's viewing by appointment only now, as Roy Mallard ventures over the threshold of the housing market in People Like Us.
The town of Lewes in Sussex is set in rolling countryside, some 8.5 miles northeast of Brighton, to the south, obviously, southwest, and 20.9 miles south of East Grinstead, to the east, west, north. It's an area now known as East Sussex, though at one time it was known, as was the whole of Sussex, as Sussex.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's a bit chilly out there, isn't it? Mm. Would you like me to put you on our mailing list?
No, it's Roy Mallard.
Is that Roy, as in Roy Orbison?
No, I've actually come to see Austin Levy.
Okay, and do you know your postcode?
No, I am...
Levick's is one of the oldest established estate agents in the area, at least for the time being. Austin Levick, the senior partner with whom I'd come to spend the day, is currently the grandson of the original founder, Harold Levick, who set up the company with a stake of just £20 given to him by his father as a going-away present, the sole condition attached to it being that he went away.
Look...
And is there a daytime telephone number?
He said it would be a good idea if I arrived at about 9
is
o'clock.
Is it an older or a newer type of property that you're interested
in? No, neither, because...
No, both.
No.
Well, it won't accept both.
Is he in his office?
I mean, what about a flat?
No, look,
Are you sure you want to delete this file irrevocably? Oh, dear, just a minute.
But which is his office?
Do you know your postcode?
Mr. Mallard?
Oh, hello, yes. It's very nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you. Hello, it's Nick Brewer.
Who?
Are you single or married?
Married.
Nick Brewer.
Yes. Have I come to...
I'm sorry, Mr. Levick can't be here to meet you himself. He's just phoned through to say that he's unfortunately been delayed.
Oh, dear.
So he's asked me to look after you in the meantime.
Oh, I see. Right.
He won't accept that you're married.
What do you mean it won't accept it?
Oh, Rachel, Mr. Mallard's come to spend the day with us. I'll deal with him if you like.
It just says error.
Would you like to come over and have a seat?
Yes, okay, fine.
I'm sorry about that. Rachel's been given the job of getting our new database up and
running. Oh, that's okay.
She obviously misheard you.
Oh, well, that's... What do you mean?
The Lewes branch of Levick's is based around a light and airy open-plan office with separate islands of comfortable tables and chairs. Or at least comfortable chairs. Desks look a bit hard and angular. Each of the three full-time negotiators has his or her own desk, depending on whether he or she is male or female, together with the keyboard and screen on which so many men or women today base their or their working lives.
Austin sends his apologies. He's had to meet a client for breakfast, right. You see. And anyway, he hopes to be back by mid-morning, definitely, depending on what time it is.
Right, I see.
Hi, Nick. Hello there.
Hello. Yes, it's...
This is my desk, sit down. I mean, please, you know, feel free to...
Right, yes. So, I mean, the three of you share the office.
Yes, I've been here for 2 years, and Rachel's been here about a year, I think, whereby she does a lot of the admin.
Right, and you've left out... sorry, I don't know her name.
That's right, yes.
Sorry?
Yeah, I've left her out.
Right.
Nick Brewer is 34. Born initially in London, he found himself moving to Hove in Sussex at the age of 2 when his father, who was sub-manager in a bank, was offered a position with a younger woman in Leicester. At school, he set his sights on going into the police force, but during the medical, it was discovered he was both colourblind and potentially unstable when he fainted at the sight of his own urine sample.
Hello, Levick's. Nick's... I'm so sorry, Nick's on the other line at the moment. No, I'm sorry, I'm completely new here. Can I ask her to call you back? Well, you could hold, but he might be a while. He's in the middle of a very long phone call. Well, because it's already very long.
Hello, I'm Madeline.
Oh, hello, it's Roy Mallard.
I hope Nick's looking after you, OK?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
When I heard that Austin was going to be late, I was rather hoping that you were going to get given to me.
Oh.
No, don't stand up, will you?
No, really, that's all right.
Shall I, take your coat?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll get him to call you back as soon as he can. Does he know your number?
Nice coat.
Oh, no, it's nothing really. You know, it's
very stylish. I'm mad for a polyester mix.
Are you?
Lovely and warm, too. I might try and think of a way of persuading you to let me borrow it before the day's out.
Well, I'll try and think of a way, too.
I don't know what it is with me. I've come out with nowhere near enough clothes on, as usual.
Oh, yes. No. Yes.
You can be a bit, yes. Well, I'm not completely useless. I mean, I know he's been very busy recently, although, of course, I don't know him at all.
I've just made some coffee. Shall we sneak over and have some while Nick's on the phone?
Well, that would be lovely, but I think I'm sort of, you know, with him.
Well, you should know that just makes you all more attractive to me.
Oh, well, you know, treat him keen, keep him... No, wait a minute. Keep him mean, treat...
I'll bring you over a cup.
Yes.
Do you take sugar or milk or...?
Well, that depends on who's asking.
Well, that wish you luck.
White, please, with one sugar.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure I put it very simply, yes. Good idea. Not at all. Goodbye.
Sorry to keep you waiting. How can I help you?
It's me.
You're going to have to give me a bit of a start.
Roy Mallard.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, you seem quite busy this morning already.
Yes, well, the thing about working in an estate agent is that you've got to be able to keep lots of different... Sorry, what was the question?
You seem quite busy here this morning.
Did I just say that?
No, I did.
Oh, OK. It's just a matter of being able to keep lots of different sets of details in your head at the same time.
I mean, for instance, that seemed to be quite a difficult phone call.
That was Laura Gurney. Mm. I've been handling her purchase, and there have been one or two problems just with the paperwork, sort of details, and she's a particularly fierce individual, actually. Did I say she was a woman as well?
I sort of gathered it. So what sort of details?
Oh, it's too boring, really, to explain. Well, things like, well, I don't know, price and...
Yeah. Your coffee, Roy? Oh. And don't think I do this for everyone.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the boys. That's great, that's great. Thanks ever so much. Thank you. Thank you. Do you know the smell of fresh coffee always reminds
me... Right, come on.
Pardon?
Yeah, we've got to go.
Go where?
Now.
Oh, but Madeleine's just...
Maddie.
Oh, God.
Maddie's just...
Look, you won't have time to drink that.
But,
oh, it's a good job you smelled it then, Roy.
OK, I'm going to start the car.
All right, well, I suppose I'd better go.
OK.
Right, I mean, it's not that I particularly want to.
OK.
You know. Right. Well, perhaps you could show me where you put my...
I've got your coat.
Right, well, bye then.
Bye, Roy.
Can you read that sign?
The B2116.
Oh, bugger. What does it say underneath it?
Slow.
Pardon?
10 minutes later, we were in the depths of the Sussex Downs on our way to Hailsham, where Nick had to show some buyers around a prospective house. Actually, it was the buyers who were prospective. The house was already a house.
So, which bit of the job do you prefer more, being in the office or...?
Out. Not being there. Being out.
Right. That's interesting, because some of the others seem sort of pleasant enough.
Pleasant?
Well, you know, just friendly and sort of, well, sort of bouncy, really.
Bouncy?
In some ways, I mean...
Well, if you don't mind, I don't want to talk about this.
Right, OK. That's fair enough. Absolutely. It's obviously something that you don't want to talk about. Well, right. Is Hailsham generally regarded as a sought-after area?
It's amazing, you know, but I really did love her.
Because, I mean, it's quite conveniently placed, isn't it? You know, sort of between sort of Eastbourne...
I just fell for her completely. I was out of control, you know? Like, I couldn't sleep properly, I couldn't think straight, I didn't eat.
Yes,
I just, you know, the thing is, it was lovely.
Yes, well, I mean, it does sound...
So when I realised that the whole thing was just a game for her, it was too late. I couldn't... You know, it was like I couldn't put on the brakes.
Are you sure it was just a game for her? Because...
No, she's just a flirt, that's all. That's what she does, and that's how she amuses herself.
You're not being a bit harsh on her, perhaps?
And I mean, good luck to her, the bitch.
I mean, you know, she is young, and, you know, with lots of, you know, sort of...
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'll be okay eventually.
Not that I've... I mean, I've only spoken to her for perhaps 3 minutes the first time, and then... Perhaps about two when she came back again.
I mean, no doubt in 7 or 8 years' time I'll look back at this.
Maybe it was more than that the first time, because she was talking about my coat.
Yeah. Can you see what that sign says there?
Pick your own.
No, the one underneath it, I mean.
Oh, sorry. Strawberries.
What about the one underneath that?
So, is this our place thing?
It is in the mornings, yes.
Oh, I like that porch thing.
Blimey.
What?
No, it's nothing.
Mark and Sarah are in their late 20s. They've been going out together since they met a year and a half ago on an orienteering weekend in Andover, Salisbury, Devizes, Salisbury and Devizes. And since then, they've been living separately in a one-bedroom rented flat, Sarah in the mornings and Mark late at night. Now they're looking for their first house together. If they get it right, it could be one of the most important decisions they ever make. If they get it wrong, it'll be even more important, of course.
And this is the walk-in bathroom with... Oh, no, it's a cupboard.
These floorboards are lovely, aren't they?
Well, if you like floorboards, they're great, yes. Wonderful.
You don't like floorboards?
They're all right, I suppose. I could live without them.
I don't think you could.
That's very good.
And this is another cupboard.
Very handy in terms of getting quickly from one cupboard
to another.
So where
is this bathroom then?
To another. And this, I think, is the downstairs... this is the kitchen, which, as you can see, it is fully downstairs, which is always something...
Oh, yes, nice. Yes, I like this.
Yeah. Well, you could always get rid of those units, I suppose.
Right, what's wrong with them?
Well, maybe you could repaint them, I don't know.
But why? I mean, what's wrong with yellow?
You are joking, aren't you?
No, I love yellow.
What is the colour, you mean?
Well, I think it's got real possibilities.
Yes. It's quite a nice view of the back garden from here.
Yes, that is nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And then you've got plumbing here.
What for? I mean, where?
Oh, well, you can't see it, of course, but it's here.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
Oh, there's a bit, look.
And that's a space for a cooker, isn't it?
It would be if you put one in it, yes.
It wasn't that hideous bank of spotlights.
What's wrong with spotlights?
Well, what's wrong with them? Well, they're just completely new.
Well, you can never have enough spotlights.
As Nick took them through the house point by point, pausing sometimes to draw attention to distinctive features like stairs or internal walls, Sarah and Mark were trying to work out whether this was a space in which their life together could take shape and unfold.
Mm, I really like these doors.
Well, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, didn't you like them?
I didn't say that.
Well, you don't like them, do you?
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't need to. Bloody obvious, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Excuse me, and this... is the third bedroom.
The third? I thought it said in the details there were only two.
Yes, that's right. Well, what it is these houses were built without a second bedroom.
What?
And here again, as you can see, you've got a built-in window.
Yeah. It's a bit small, this, isn't it?
I think it's a perfect size.
Oh, no, that's a surprise. He said to stand in back in amazement.
Ow!
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, by the time you get a desk and a computer in here, there wouldn't be room to swing a cat.
What are you talking about? There's tons of room to move about. Look.
Ow! Sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay.
And anyway, I mean, it all depends what you want to use it for, doesn't it? You might have to have your computer somewhere else.
What do you mean?
Well, this might not end up as a study. We might need it.
What for?
Shall I meet you outside on the... I mean, it's a bit cramped in here, so...
Yeah, it's bloody tiny, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is a bit. It's a...
What?
I mean, no, it's not.
You just said it was tiny.
No, well, I mean, it's, you know, for a small... it's huge.
What do you mean we might need it?
Well, it depends how many of us there are in the house.
What do you mean? There's two, you and me.
Well, now there are, yes, but...
Oh, Christ.
Oh, there he goes. Oh, dear.
You got him?
Yeah, I think I have, yes.
Has he ever done this before?
Not without throwing up first, no.
Is he all right?
I can't believe he did that.
So what would you like me to, what shall I...
I mean, it can't be the first time he's ever thought about...
Oh, no, I wouldn't have thought so.
I mean, how can you get engaged?
I mean, should I put him in, you know, drag him through...
When you're in love with someone, and I mean really in love with someone, it's something that you just, you know, I mean, you're bound to find yourself thinking about it.
You are, aren't you?
It's a very tender thing.
Yes.
Hello, it's just that he started to dribble a bit.
Looking round a house together had given Mark and Sarah a lot to think about, and when Mark was able to stand up and move his own limbs again, we left them on the pavement thinking about it and set off back to the office.
And is it older or new style properties that you're interested in? Either. Oh. Are you sure that you don't have a preference? Even a slight one would be okay. Yeah, I mean, what about newer ones? They're nice. They're very convenient, and a lot of them have got double glazing.
When we arrived, Madeline had a message for me from Austin Levick, saying that although the meeting part of his appointment had finished on time, the breakfast part of it was overrunning catastrophically.
I know, but you could get one that's already been done up.
I mentioned to Nick that I thought it might be interesting and genuinely valuable for me to find out as much as I could about how some of the other people in the office, like Madeline, for instance, spent their time, and he said that if I liked, he could explain to me how a valuation for a house was arrived at, though of course it was up to me and he personally didn't care at all in any way whatsoever what I did.
Austin asked me to apologise to you.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he was keen that we should do whatever we could to make you feel at home. I'm not quite sure what he meant by that.
No, neither am I.
Nothing would surprise me, knowing Austin.
No, neither am I.
I sometimes wonder whether he sees me as just some sort of piece of decoration.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he doesn't.
Anyway, I'm sure that Nick's looking after you well.
Oh, yes. Nick?
Yes.
Oh, Nick, yes, fine. Well, we've just been out to Hailsham. He was showing some people around a house.
Hailsham, that's a shame.
Yes, exactly. I mean, God, yes, Hailsham.
No, it's just that I was about to go to Hailsham now.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yep, to do a valuation on a house.
How fantastic.
Anyway, I'll see you when I get back.
Right, yes. So you're going now, are you?
In a minute, yeah.
Right. To value a house?
Yeah.
In Hailsham.
Yeah.
Good. So it's you and...
No, it's just me.
Just you.
On my own, yeah.
Right, ready?
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm starting the explanation now.
Right, what
yeah, the thing you see about putting a valuation on the house... The thing about putting a valuation on the house...
Yes, good. Could I just... In,
sorry, am I going too
far? No, that's fine, but...
I might see you later, then, because I'm just...
How would it be if...
What?
Well, nothing really, just an idea that came into my head. Well, where else would it come into, I suppose? But how would
it
be...
You might as well sit down, because this is getting quite interesting.
Sorry, could you just...
As I was saying, the thing about putting evaluation on a property...
Actually, but...
Yeah, pull up one of those chairs around this side, if you want.
Right, to more yes, good.
I've got a flow chart.
Good, but I mean, how would it be if we perhaps did this later...
Have fun.
No, can you just? Sorry, could you just? Oh, thank God.
What?
I didn't say anything. That wasn't me.
Hello, Levix. Nick's. Oh my God.
How could?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Gurney. I'm afraid Nick's not in at the moment. Can I take a message on his behest? No. But I assumed you were called Mrs. Gurney.
Hello.
Hello, you certainly cover some ground, don't you?
The thing is, Dan, Nick started a long phone call.
Has he?
Yes, it's a bit frustrating, really, because, you know, there's a lot I want to see in a short time, and Austin hasn't arrived yet, so I'm a bit sort of, you know, I'm in a bit of a sort of, you know, bit of a...
Well, it's a shame you've already been to Hailsham with...
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Are you sure?
No.
Pardon?
And just up there, there's a place you can pick your own strawberries.
There's not much you don't know about the Hailsham area, is there?
Mm-hmm. So, when you do a valuation, what do you need to look at exactly?
Did Nick, say anything about lunch?
No, not a sausage. Not a sausage.
Because if you wanted to, we could,
Oh, lovely.
We could try to find a pub on the way back out in the country somewhere. Yeah. I mean, if that would make sense for you, I mean, you might... want to get back to the
office. No, that's great.
I didn't want to distract you or lead you astray.
No, I love pubs on the way back.
Okay, then. It's a date.
Right.
You were asking me about valuations.
Yes, but that doesn't really matter. Let's just enjoy the...
We look for things like room sizes, aspects, central heating, age and general condition of the property.
Right. I expect measuring up is a bit of a two-man operation, is it? Or two-person, say a woman and a man.
We don't actually use tape measures anymore.
Oh?
Right, we use this here. It's called sonic tape.
Sonic tape?
Yeah, it bounces sound waves off an object and gives you a readout of it, exactly how far away it is. It's sort of like a bat.
Oh, right, yes, I see.
Try it against the back window.
Okay.
I meant point it at the back window.
Oh, right. I think it's still working.
Oh, you must be Madeline.
Maddie, please.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you. Hello, Maddie. It's James Wanford.
Hello, James.
I think we spoke on the phone.
Yeah, of course we did. I remember your voice very well.
Oh, really?
Of course I do.
Shall I take your coat?
Oh, how kind of you. Yes, of course. You might want to keep it on. The heating's gone off now.
Yes, but, darling, it's an outdoor coat.
Yeah, I'm just saying she might want to keep it on. Well, I mean, that might be an idea for the moment. I don't know what it is with me. I've come out with nowhere near enough clothes on, as usual.
Oh, yes. No, I mean, Maddie, this is Paula, my wife.
Hello, Madeline. Hello, Paula.
It certainly feels very warm, this coat.
Well, it will do if you squeeze it, darling. Looks like some kind of polyester next to me. It's Roy's, actually.
Hello.
Roy's following me around.
Well, good for you, Roy. No.
I only met him this morning. He's already got me wearing some of his clothes.
No, I haven't. No, I mean, well, you said to, you know...
James and Paula Warnford are in their late 30s and have been married for a total of 25 years, 12 and a half years each. James works not all that far away in Hastings as a quite local government officer, but Paula works a very long way up in National Health Service management, as she pointed out.
I think I'll start by taking a few measurements upstairs, if that's okay.
Yes, fine, yeah. Do you want a hand?
Oh, that's really kind of you.
I'll give you a hand if you want.
No, it's okay, do me.
No, but I know how to use her sonic tape.
I know about sonic tapes. It's like a bat, isn't it?
Yes, but it's much more complicated than that.
Anyway, I know my way around the rooms.
Yes, but...
It's my house.
Yeah.
What did you say just then?
It's our house.
Yeah.
Whilst James and Madeline were upstairs, I had a surprisingly long time to ask Paula about their reasons for putting the house on the market.
Oh, well, it's all to do with our daughter Cordelia.
She's Cordelia? That's a lovely name.
Of course it is. Cordelia.
Yes, lovely.
Mm. Well, she's 10 now, and it's really for her sake that we're moving.
Right. Is she very big?
Yeah. I mean, neither of us have any time for releases or anything that smacks of special treatment, but I mean, we've looked at local schools, and they're fine for what they are, but...
But they're a bit small.
But at the same time, I think that both James and I have come to realise that having a gifted child is... It's something of an extra responsibility.
Oh, I see, yes. So, what is it that she does?
Well, she's playing at the moment.
Oh, that's nice. When she's not playing, what is it that she's gifted at exactly?
She's a violinist.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course, yes.
And she practices in that room for hours on end.
Yes, I wondered what it was, who it was.
I mean, it all comes from her. We've never pushed her at any point, anywhere at all, in the least. No.
And how does Delia feel about the prospect of moving to a new school and a new area?
Well, Cordelia's not really aware of it.
She's so focused on her music.
Yeah, so we haven't told her.
But I mean, won't she miss her friends?
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Yes, good.
Well, I don't know, I think they're lovely.
Well, that's a nice thing to say. They're not very practical for going up and downstairs,
is it? Oh, well, they're certainly...
There you are. I must say, I had no idea that valuations were so thorough.
Yes, there must be a lot of very big rooms up there.
I'll put something on paper for you this afternoon, and it should be with you by tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. What about a cup of tea?
Actually, I think I want to get back to the office.
Oh, dear, what a shame.
But what I'm saying is we've got a completely open mind on that. I mean, we're quite happy to look at places with or without gardens as well.
Oh, yeah, No, I'm afraid you're going to have a garden.
But we don't really...
Gardens are great. You can have plants and everything.
Yeah, but we didn't actually want a garden, so I work quite hard, you see.
Do you have a garage or off-road parking?
Well, we haven't got a car.
We've not got a car.
Yeah, but do you think you might be getting one?
Well, we don't need one, really.
Well, okay, what are you thinking about? Urban or rural location?
When we got back to the office, Madeline already had a client, a man of about twice her age and probably married, waiting to see her. I found Nick at his desk, just finishing what had been a large and probably very delicious bacon, lettuce and tomato baguette with mayonnaise. There'd been a further message for me from Austin Levick.
See, that's just typical of her. Absolutely typical.
And then she made this big thing of inviting him to help her with her sonic tape.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
It was very sad.
And was there lots of hair flicking going on as well?
Well, what do you mean, like this, you mean?
Yeah, that's very good, actually.
Oh, all the time.
God, poor guy.
Yes, I know. So there was a message, you said.
Austin phoned to say... Oh, yeah. Because his breakfast meeting overran so badly, he's had to rearrange a mid-morning meeting as a late working lunch.
Oh, I see.
Hello, is it Nick?
Yes, hello, how can I help you?
Alison Tyler, we spoke on the phone yesterday.
Oh, yes, we've got yes.
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit late.
No.
I had a bit of trouble parking my car.
This is Roy Mallard, he's spending the day with me.
Hello, don't mind me, just sort of,
David,
you know.
Always used to make me feel I was useless at parking, but actually, I'm bloody good, and there's nothing wrong with me saying
just
that.
Just sort of, you know, carry on, and...
We can get them on foot from here,
Yes, I expect so, yes. Yes, we could, we can, yeah.
Great, right then, shall we go?
Yeah, good idea.
Good.
Who is she? Absolutely no idea.
Where are we going?
I'm just going to take the keys to all our properties and follow her.
Right.
At the age of 47, which is an age that she is 100% completely comfortable with in herself as a woman, Alison Tyler is looking for a house on her own for the first time in her life. She met her husband, David, at university. Apparently for a memorable few nights, she was Titania to his bottom, and later on they were in plays together. Alison read English and had ambitions to get a job in publishing, but David was reading law and, in a dramatic and unexpected turn of events, demonstrated beyond reasonable doubt that she had in fact intended to marry him from the outset. Within 4 years there were two children, first a daughter and then another one. But because David was male, as soon as he hit 45 his brains disappeared into his trousers and he ran off with a so-called legal secretary who kept flashing her legs at him but whose figure almost certainly won't last into her 30s.
Right, here we are.
Right. Yeah. Are you all right with those keys?
Yeah, fine, thanks. As you can see...
We used to have a paper lantern nightshade like that.
Oh, did you? Well, straight ahead of you...
Two of them in Chichester. One like that and a small one.
All right. As you can see, there's the kitchen... Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
I'm not sure. Let's have a look.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You must have wondered where I'd gotten to.
As Nick showed her round the house, Alison had to try to be open to the possibilities that it suggested for her and decide whether this was somewhere where she could really be... where she could really be.
And what's through... Oh, yeah, and as you can see, you've got a self-contained fireplace unit here with chimney above.
Is that original?
No, it's quite common, actually.
Yeah, up until now, I've only ever thought of myself in relation to others. You know, as wife or mother.
Yes.
But now it's my turn, which is something to be celebrated.
Yes.
And sod everybody else.
Yes, Sodom.
I imagine it's very different when you've lived on your own all your life.
Yes, so do I, yes.
What do you mean, so do you?
What?
and you've got nice high ceilings, which is good because it means the walls are nice and high as well. So
we had an open fire in our first flat in London.
Oh, well, that's it must have been very, very nice.
It was endless pasta then, on our knees.
Oh, dear. Well, I mean, it's a bit difficult to control pasta, isn't it?
It's just hard to believe that was me. I hate bloody pasta.
Mm. Me too.
Yeah, so do I.
Horrible.
And as you can see, the landing is very convenient for all the upstairs rooms.
Yeah, ours was very like this, any bigger.
Was it?
Ah, that would have been Emma's bedroom there.
Really, that's nice.
And then you've got the principal bedroom through here.
Oh, how uncanny.
And as you can see, the...
Oh, my God!
Really, are you?
I'm so sorry. I didn't realise anyone was in.
Hello, Roy Mallard, people like
we've
us.
We've just come to show this.
As if I needed reminding. I can't handle this. I just can't handle it.
Yes, you can. Really, yes, you can.
This isn't what it seems. That we were just.
Shut up, Fiona. What else is going on?
I can't handle it. I just can't handle it.
No, it's all right. Really, it's just.
I can't handle this.
She can't handle this.
God, I can't handle this. I just.
Got a bit of a thing about pasta.
Before going back to the office, Nick and I decided to stroll up and down Lewis High Street with Alison for an hour and three quarters until her sister arrived to drive her to her car, which the police had towed away because it had been parked across the entrance to a police station.
Oh, Nick, there you are. Where have you been? I'm glad I caught you before I left. There have been a lot of calls for you from Laura Gurney. I said you'd phone her before you went home. I hope that's all right. I don't know. I mean, Nick's a lovely guy, but sometimes he can be a bit intense.
I think he's quite nice.
I must go. There was a message for you from Austin, Roy.
Really?
Yeah, he says he's really, really, really sorry. He's been trying to contact you, but his battery's low.
His battery?
On his mobile phone.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Did he say anything else?
I don't know.
Right. Thanks.
I was beginning to think you were trying to avoid me or something.
No.
Everyone else has gone home, so, well, I mean, I'd stay and talk, but I think someone's coming to... Oh, there he is now. Oh, nice car.
Yes, yes, great.
It was lovely to meet you. Yeah. Have you had a good day with us?
Fantastic.
Nick will probably be back in a minute, I should think. Well, then. Bye, Roy.
Mm. Right. Good.
It hadn't been about houses at all. It was about people like us who live in them, and about what houses mean to them, us, people like us. There's something almost primeval about rooting out a space in which to live, like the business of eating, sleeping and copulation, or perhaps eating, copulation and then sleeping. The instinct to put a shelter over our heads is something we share with the rest of the animal kingdom, except for animals that don't really have heads, like worms, or don't copulate, like worms. I'd assumed that my day with Austin Levick was going to be about negotiations, instructions, market trends and prices, but in the end, it was about spending a day with other people altogether.
I wonder what they do about locking up. I suppose someone's bound to have...
It's Roy Mallard, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's Austin Levick. I'm so glad I caught you. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, well, no, that's all right. I mean, never mind. Now you're here. Perhaps we could just...
Roy Mallard would like to give a special thank you to Chris Langham, and also to Hugh Bonneville, Sally Phillips, Sophie Langham, Elliot Nichols, Robert Harper, Simon Greenall, Joanna Monroe, Felicity Montague, and Paul Mottram. The programme was written by John Morton and produced by Paul Schlesinger.
And next week it's lights, music and curtain up as Roy Mallal prepares to join in with all the fun and fancy footwork of the world of amateur panto in a People Like Us Christmas special from 1995.